From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A strong earthquake shook central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least three people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with the epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital Rome, where people in homes in the historic center felt a long swing followed by aftershocks. We're continuing to follow this story and we'll bring you the very latest as we continue to get more details. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jurabulus, now under the control of Islamic State. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from the Islamic forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force ISIS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast on Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over and into the Sea of Japan. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act and that damages regional peace and stability. Abe says Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S. and South Korea and the United Nations. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tensions between the two countries and a day after South Korea and the United States